From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump made several phone calls to world leaders on Friday, including one that could risk raising tensions with China. Mr. Trump notably called Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen a move that breaks decades of policy. The call is believed to be the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979. While there was no immediate response from Beijing, the call would likely anger China. Trump also talked by phone Friday with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Mr. Trump also promised to have most of his cabinet posts filled by next week, calling his nominees tremendous people. Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette has asked that his state Supreme Court stop a vote recount there because the party requesting it had no chance of winning in the election. Schuette argues that the Green Party and presidential candidate Jill Stein could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent that the miscounting of votes could have caused her to lose. Stein captured only about 1% of the vote there. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit late Thursday which contends that the recount there threatens the due process rights of those who voted for Trump. Trump's lawyers have also filed a complaint to stop a recount in Pennsylvania, that is, saying there's no evidence or allegations of vote tampering in that state. This is VOA News. The United Nations says more than 31,000 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo since Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held territory earlier this week. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, thousands of displaced people are trying to escape both Syrian and rebel attacks.
Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says some people fleeing eastern Aleppo reportedly are experiencing difficulties and in some cases putting their lives in danger.
We have reports that some men and boys have been detained when crossing into government-controlled areas, and some internally displaced people have reported that they had their documents confiscated upon crossing into government of Syria-controlled areas. We also have reports that some people trying to move have been shot at, resulting in death and injuries.
Laerke says there also are reports of rebel groups trying to prevent civilians from leaving eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Celebrations broke out in Gambia Friday after the country's electoral commission said opposition candidate Adama Barrow has won an upset victory over longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced that Barrow won 263,000 votes, or 45% of the total. Jammeh took 212,000 votes, about 36%. Jammeh said in a televised speech that he accepted the result of the election and would not oppose it.
I've always made it very clear that I will never rule this country without your mandate since we started elections. And I will never cheat or dispute the elections because this is the most transparent, rig-proof elections in the whole world.
Jammeh has ruled the tiny West African nation since taking power in a military coup in 1994. He won four subsequent elections that critics said were neither free nor fair. American employers hired workers at a brisk pace last month. A U.S. Labor Department report Friday said that non-farm payrolls increased by $178,000. November's 4.6% unemployment rate was the lowest since August of 2007. And billionaire philanthropist David Rubenstein has pledged to give the money needed to fix the elevator at the Washington Monument, which was forced to shut its doors several months ago because of mechanical failure. He previously gave money to repair earthquake damage. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.